Have you ever found yourself in a situation where it seems like things just couldn't get any worse? And yet, when you thought you were dealing with one thing, here comes something else. It's like a domino effect, one adversity after another adversity. And we've had to deal with some torrential downpours. And we've seen some terrible sights of people having to deal with the fact that the storm blew out windows, messed up houses. It even caused some folk to still be outside and out of lights. What do you do when you find yourself having to deal with the storms of life and you already had a storm before you ran into another storm? Well, here's what I want you to read. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 17 says, "For our present troubles are small and won't last very long, yet they produce for us a glory that vastly outweighs them and will last forever." Do you hear what Paul is saying? Paul is saying, if you take a step back and look at the big picture, this is small. When you take a step back and look at the big picture, here's what you'll discover. This won't last long. This too shall pass. But yet, even though this is small, and yet, even though this won't last long, and yet, even though this too will pass, here's what he says. It produces something. It produces a glory that only comes from the Lord that's going to outweigh everything you've had to go through. Hey, family, I want you to understand there's a glory on the other side of this story. God is going to allow us to see. He knows what he's doing. And I want you to lift up your head and open up your mouth and just start praising him right where you are. No lights, praise him. Storm damage, praise him. No insurance, praise him. Because there's glory on the other side of this story. And if you start praising him right where you are, you're going to see that God has a plan when it looks like you are out of options. Today, lift up your eyes and see the Lord. For our present troubles are small and won't last very long. Yet they produce for us a glory that vastly outweighs them and will last forever. This too shall pass. Now let's praise him today, saints. In Jesus' name, amen.